Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Zosha, girl, where have you been? You've been all over the place. Are you home yet?
I'm back. I'm back. Apologies, everybody. A little punchy here.
No,
It's just so fun. I totally dropped the ball. I'm back.
The bish is back.
Takes one to know one.
Okay, we're a little saucy, a little punchy, a little.
It, what you said rhymes with fish, right? Just for the record. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Oh,
I don't usually answer my text, so you're lucky you got me.
Well, are you home now?
I'm live from New York.
Oh,
and it is
Saturday.
Saturday. I didn't mean to do that.
That was good. Welcome to the show, Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosha.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and letting us be in your space. Why do you choose to be with us? One might question after that beginning. Oh, we just want to have fun, right? We have to just have fun now.
Girls just want to have fun.
I know, exactly. And I had, well, to cut in if you're going to say something, but I am back. I'm back from Maryland. And I have to do some adjustment to what I said on last Wednesday. But if you want to say anything else first, Lauren, please.
Well, no, I mean, I could go either way. Which should I share about how I changed my routine today? Or do you want to go into to this current State of the Union?
Or we can just speak about the elephant in the room. Where is Q? We can speculate and play.
Q, where the hell are you, Q?
Well, if you read For the People, there's a lot going on.
That's right.
A lot going on. But Lauren and I chatted a little bit, and we actually were just laughing hysterically, just speculating where he is, where Q and Mermaid are in the team. And it's just fun to play with because it's with love and with fun. That was our last every show with him was fun. So it's good to play. What did you say to me? Is he ever coming back? Do you feel he's ever coming back?
I don't know. He didn't he ghost Mermaid for 6 months? There's the snort. There's the snort. I did it.
Oh, that's I actually just said to Lauren, I'm going to know when you're totally relaxed when the snort comes out. I missed it.
It'll come out again. It'll come out
play
again.
Wait, let's see what time it is. Okay, the replay at five after the hour, you can capture Lauren's very sweet, endearing side. The snort. Oh, that's funny. You're right. He did say that. He didn't contact her for six. Oh, yeah. And then I remembered him saying once, he did drop one's retirement. He did mention other people taking over show. I don't know. He always says what he means.
He does.
But then we have to put the pieces together. So, no, I'm saying yes, he's coming back. That's my vote. What's your vote?
Well, I mean, you know, once you start something, you can't stop. You gotta see it all the way through. So you can't leave these hussies hanging.
Well, wait till he hears us now. He's be like, oh gosh, it's time to come back. We're doing a good job. We're all doing a good job. All the shows, we've got 10 shows lined up, Q, plus yours. Everyone's doing a great job. We're holding the line here.
That's right, Africa. Toto, holding the line.
Oh!
Very good.
Synchronistic, you're so funny. Lauren just mentioned that song earlier. That's so funny. Excuse me if I mute. Sometimes I just have to cough, and I'll tell that later.
It's all right. Okay, well, okay, all right. So you're mute.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back. I'm back and back and back.
Okay, so you take the lead.
All right, let me tell that part because that's why I have a cough. I haven't been feeling under in a long time, but that's what I wanted to clean up from last Wednesday because we had our show last Wednesday. I was in Maryland for military events, right? And I was stating, which was true, I was in a state of peace even being around all of these people, tons of people hugging and all of that. But I really was excited to be there, so was showing myself, okay, I can be in the world and be in a state of peace and sort of be anchored in myself. But then that night, a large wedding happened. I was excited to be there as well. So no problem, but it's just start, it was like more hugging coming, and I was really just done. I was tired. I had enough for someone who's pretty lives a pretty quiet life. It was enough. I had my fill. So here's what came into it. On the Sunday, there was a brunch for all of the out of towners, and I felt I start. I in hindsight, I went. A few of us went. I didn't want to go. But I observed in hindsight the mental show that I put on for myself. Oh, but I didn't say goodbye to so and so. I didn't say goodbye to so and so. The bottom line is, I really wasn't inspired to go do it. I didn't want to participate, but I did. And I did, and I knew, okay, I'm strong. I can be in peace. So I managed to stay in peace and did my goodbyes and all of that and had to drive home. And the next day, I started to feel something in my throat, and then I was tired. I'm like, oh, I know what's going on. So just had to start anchoring down, your baths, your teas, creation lightship clearings, all of that. So I've been doing that all week. No problem. I still stayed in a state of peace, but I showed myself, ah, it is really an ongoing state of awareness to be in awareness. So I denied myself again, where I said I wouldn't do that anymore. And I just wanted to share that to say, from my experience for myself, it is an ongoing effort for me to just be aware where I am, really checking in with myself. I always feel when Q and Mermaid said, sometimes even when it's green, they don't go. And that's an analysis. At that time, it's green. They're not feeling it, like that detail to really check in with your spirit, how you're feeling. So I learned that and feel up leveled now to approach things. I always learn from everything that happened. So I just want to share that, but that's why my voice is a little scratchy. So I hope that doesn't irritate anyone. But I just want to put that in there and feel complete in my story.
Wow.
So, but I'm back. I feel good. You know what I mean? Hey, I gave up no loosh. I'm not a loosh producing factory anymore. So it's good. I could still stay in state of peace and observe my body coughing or something like that. Was it enjoyable? No. But you see what I'm saying? It's still possible to have that and also observe ourselves and what choices we're making. So it's just what choice. I just observed the choice was not really a preferred choice.
So, okay, sorry, I didn't want to cut
Yeah,
you
no,
off.
perfect, perfect, perfect.
So, in sharing that, do you feel that, it's interesting because, same thing will happen to me, and we're so sensitive, I can just feel when I start to get a twinge, as you did with the coughing or the thing in your throat. So, do you feel like Zosha, each time this happens? You bounce back quicker, you catch it quicker. H how do you?
Absolutely. Thank you. Did I cut into you? But thank you for that
No.
question. Yeah, absolutely. It's just that as long as I keep observing and watching and feeling, yeah, it absolutely, I just knew, oh, here comes the tickle. I know it's coming. So you could cut it off at the pass and it's not quite as, severe if it's unnoticed. Just knew to take care of myself, slept a lot, drank a lot of teas. And it's interesting as well to just to add on to what you're saying. It's what I find, I wouldn't use the word sick, but it has the symptoms of
Yeah.
what I used to call a sickness, but I didn't feel sick, if that makes sense.
It does. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I feel like that is different. Maybe that's the state of witnessing it versus being attached to it in a sense. But yeah, thank you for that. But yeah, definitely stronger, clearer, cleaner, but also humbling. Things still can happen. There's never, well, I'll never say never, but it's always worth watching, I tell myself.
Yeah, and it goes synchronistically. The article that was posted on For the People this week, I think, what was the name of
Flying
it?
free.
Flying Free. Excuse me. And it grows into detail about what's happening. And we talked about this, Zosha, observing when our DNA and how. Excuse me. It's funny how my throat starts to act up
I'm
on the sh
sorry.
no. No, it's all right. I got my tea here. It's funny how when you want to up level, right? And you feel like there's something blocking you, there's something a quote in the way, And it's these this the DNA and whether it's time release or what have you. And the article was beautiful, just saying that, hey, observe it. Like, okay, why? Okay, all right, if this is coming up for me, so here's an example. So if something comes up for me, it's usually linked to a part of my body. What does that part of my body represent? What are the energetics in that part of my body? What does it represent and the why? And usually, if it gives me the answer. Oh, you need to be more in the flow. You need to learn how to let go. Speak your truth. My throat, the throat thing used to be worse, but as I've doing these radio shows, it's been very healing because you just get to a place where you just don't care. I mean, it's not that I wasn't authentic before, but it's just you feel so free to share, and each show it's less and less of feeling like it's performance, it's presence. I remember Lucia told me this. It's presence. You're moving into presence, and you're moving away from performance and into presence.
And I'd ask you the same question. Do you feel that's getting stronger as well? Using your voice, your divine feminine. I feel the throat is the feminine. So it's interesting. We both get throat things.
Yeah,
Do you
I
feel
do.
stronger? Referencing what you just shared, do you get stronger on each show?
I do. I know I do. I know I do. What about you?
I know you do. Broadway Betty here. You can sing anything.
So
Right, and talk about anything. No, it just feels more flowing. We've discussed it as well as in some ways the shows just get easier. Not to say easier per se, but maybe we're just, it's what you're saying, using our voices better, just getting more comfortable and exercising that muscle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, did you
You
want,
want,
go ahead.
oh, go ahead. I wanted to tee to you to share what you were going to share as I was
Oh,
coughing.
okay. So normally for the past 2 years, I've been staying, on Saturdays. It's Q day. I mean, it's nobody, everyone leave me alone. It's Q day. Don't call. Don't try to get in touch with me. I'm busy. Right? My neighbor down the street, do you want to come over for dinner? We're grilling out. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't come over until after a certain
I'm
time.
working.
I'm working. So today I decided to change things up, to change routine. So I love for the shows. I'm inspired. I dress like I would be, seen. I dress, I do my makeup, not a lot, but just, because I want to, because I it's fun. And I pick out something to wear. Anyway, so today I, took a shower, all that usual stuff, and then I said, I'm gonna go down to my office, and I'll tell you about my office. Because I want to. So I left the house, and my office is this cute little cafe in a about I don't know 20, 30 mile 20 miles from my house. And I just sit, I get a coffee or a tea, or they also sell food, and I just sit and I observe. This is the same place where I met the gentleman who was 86. I think he was it's the same place. And I just watch people walking by. There's some restaurants and shops, and I just sit. And so that's where I went today. And it's funny, I had on my shorts, my little t-shirt, I had on my big floppy hat. And so I'm finding, that well, here, let me say it this way. So one of the visions that I've had is to be doing this show in my office in, on the beach. In a
I
house on
love.
the sorry, go ahead.
No, so sorry. I want to respond to you, but not interrupt you. I interrupted you. Keep going. I'm feeling what you're saying.
Oh no, that's fine. So I envision this beautiful white office, and I have my little fancy, microphone, that you can move all around with a swivel arm, and I'm looking out at the ocean and the beach while we're doing the show. And at the end of the show, I'm gonna say, "Okay, well, that's a wrap. I'm gonna go swimming now, or I'm gonna go walk on the beach." So I guess what I'm trying to say is that maybe I'm onto something with the less clothing, because right, Because maybe
I
do I
know where you're
say,
going.
maybe when I'm doing the show, well, I won't say that. Maybe when I can, how do I say this, Sosha? Less clothes. I'm hitting the mark, you
Getting
know?
lighter, no pun intended.
I'm getting lighter, right? So I'll do the show naked. I'm kidding, but I don't know. Maybe I'll surprise you. Right? I'll just go out on the beach and just be free. So I say all that to say, I changed my routine. I did something different, and we didn't know what we were going to talk about on the show today.
No.
We had no clue. I'm like, huh, I need some inspiration here. So literally, we talked about, I don't know, an hour before the show, maybe 30, 40 minutes, and here we are. And it's wonderful. What about you?
I love that you shared that and felt something into that, envisioning it, having your vision of the radio show and the future location you wish to be, and then making one step in that direction. Did you consciously do that? Or did you, is it in hindsight that you observed you were making a change? Do you know what I'm asking? Were you
No,
making one step towards your envisionment? Were you aware of it?
I was just doing what I was inspired to do, and I was like, I don't want to be in the house today, you know, because normally I'm like, oh, let me, just preparing, loosely preparing, nothing rigid, but very loosely preparing. And I'm like, no, I don't want to sit in the house today. I'm going to go out. So I didn't know at the time. It wasn't conscious. And then, I'm sitting at the place. I was listening to PRQ Timelines, because I wanted to, and I was getting inspiration for the show to share with you when we chatted. Yeah, I was in the car on the way home, listening to all kinds of music, having a blast. So it feels very light. It feels like we're, the metaphor of just losing the clothes, the no panty party, just the no pants party. It's symbolic of just shedding those layers of just performance being rigid and the structure, and you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I love it. It's very, did you just say the word metaphorical? Yes, I love that. It is lighter. It does. It's interesting because when you follow your heart, as you're describing, and in my own awareness of when I follow my heart, it's in hindsight that I realize, huh, that's funny to me. That's what you're describing. It's funny how the pieces came together. You know, there's instead of using the mind to figure it out. So it sounds so beautiful to me as you're describing it because it sounds soft. It sounds just. Not passive because it's active, but it sounds just the pace is different. It's slower. Slower is faster. This is what I'm saying, making sense to you?
Yeah, excuse me for clearing my throat. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just I feel different. I feel lighter. It's fun. It's fresh. It's yeah, it just felt great. So, I'm
It's
like, okay.
lovely.
Oh, thank you.
It's lovely. I cut you off.
No,
Sorry, everyone.
please go ahead.
No, it's just lovely how you're sharing that because I think they're helpful examples of real life examples how we make effort to do how we live. I love hearing other people's stories. You have shared that as well. I always learn from other people and how they do something, how they approach something, how they question something or whatnot. So it's sweet because it doesn't have to be some big giant step. It's just a little shift. And then
Right.
other things shift, and what can come out, like I even said, being on the radio with you, it isn't something I really would have set out to envision on my own. But by following the steps and how we connected, it created itself. I'll say it that way.
That's
And
great.
behind it.
Yeah.
But,
Well, yeah, and I so do, so Zosha, is there anything that you that you want to, I'm pivoting. Is that all right? Can I
Yeah,
pivot?
I was inspired to share something. If
Please
you,
do. Let's go. Yeah.
okay, feeling earlier, just with Q, I'm like, okay, Not that we're counting Q, but it's been 5 weeks, right? And we just say this in humor because we know and hope they're having just so much fun, Q and Mermaid and the team. But so we joke. It was 5 days and I felt well. I remember on the last being inspired, I feel it was with Kelly Angel. They were having a conversation. And I remember Q mentioning Asha's name a couple times. And I just felt into that. Now I was sitting in another room doing something and I just jumped up and I felt, wait a minute. And as I'm talking to myself, you have been listening. I went back to the, since before Q sort of has taken his vacation, we just say it that way. Sorry, it's not a vacation. Before Q has stopped being on the shows for a little bit, I started listening to the original shows. I'm sort of prepping, or I felt a sense to prepare and get some things together as I prepare to share with my children or others. So I wanted to remember what the shows were. So I've gone back to the beginning of being inspired with Q. So the third show, I feel it was the third show or the fourth show, was the first show interviewed with Asha. So I took on all of them, I took some notes. I just kept like a little paragraph of notes of what the shows are about, just to remind myself. So I jumped up today and felt, wait a minute, there's been a lot of talk, our soldier and family were speaking about DNA. Four of the people spoke about DNA. I was like, wait, there's something in that show about DNA. So for anyone listening, that's not the clip I'm going to share. I have a clip, being inspired with Q, and it's on July 8th, 2023. Thank you so much, BBS, for setting it up. And at about 1 hour and 11 minutes, there's a different clip that I found. So that if you're interested in the DNA, you can go back earlier in the show, like the first half an hour, and listen to that. But this clip is Q and Mermaid and Asha. And I just felt such peace hearing their voices, their harmonics, and the topic of conversation. I felt, huh, perfect, interesting. I felt led to this piece, and it had to do kind of what we were speaking about last week. And I felt, well, maybe everyone would enjoy listening from their mouths themselves. So, BBS, if you're ready at any point, we all can listen to Q Mermaid and Asha. Is that good, Lauren?
Perfect. I love it.
Yay. Enjoy, everybody.
Everything outside yourself is outside yourself. I don't care if it's a pill, a belief, a story. Everything outside yourself is outside yourself. It doesn't really matter. We will get great, great comfort in that eventually. It is home. That is your heart. It's home. The emotions that you experience in a day are not yours. They're outside yourself. You had to react to something to get emotional drama, as an example. Something had to happen to you. You remembered it, and then you sustained the emotion. Any emotion that isn't from the heart looks a lot like this. Fear, guilt, greed, lust, all of them are not from you. They're from the brain. I can't do it. I'm not sure I'm going to do it because the last time I did it that way, it didn't work. I can't do it because I can't do it because I can't do it is not from you. That is your head. Your body was designed to be a massive transmitter and receiver. Everyone on this planet is shockingly psychic. And we are inevitably and continuously, it would appear, until now, we assume, courting each other. All your relationships, when someone thinks about you're actually getting it right now. So everything's changed here. I can send you a thought and you can get it. Everyone can do that to each other. And if it's not a positive thought, think about what that does to you. You record it. You're a massive epigenetic recording system. And it's easily solved, easily erased. So you never have to feel that way again. And that is just go within. That's it.
Thank you. And just a quick reminder, going within is following your highest excitement. And that could be, I want to sleep right now. I want to go to the beach right now. I want to call my dear friend right now. It's nothing to figure out. It's just what do you feel like doing? That's going to bring in more of your spirit. And the more of your spirit you have inside of you, the easier it is to simply live through that place of inspiration.
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to talk about that too, just the tiny little examples of We say follow your highest joy or highest inspiration. And I think people sometimes might think that means when you're making huge decisions in life, and it's like exactly as you said, it's just every little tiny decision every day. And we examine this a lot. So it's basically choosing to live in a higher frequency or dimension, or choosing to, because every moment you're creating your new reality. So sometimes I'll make a decision that wasn't my highest excitement, but my mind was like, well, I really should, for whatever reason. And then there's all this negative synchronicity surrounding that, and it's subtle, but when you pay attention, it's really obvious. And then you realize, oh, I did drop to a lower dimension or frequency or something because of that simple choice of going to, I don't know, the mall instead of sitting by the lake or just relaxing at home or whatever. So now I pay great attention to the small choices and not feeling pressured or like I have to go and do things, because you don't actually have to do anything ever.
Yeah, it is an opportunity for us to, and I encourage all the writers amongst us to explain. I'm reducing timelines in an explanatory posture to make it look like a ladder, and the ladder doesn't always go up. So the way I see us making timelines with each other now is changing, though, because we're starting to recognize that if I make that choice, look how many people I affect when I do that, especially gossip, especially hearsay. The text messages, the emails, all of it is designed to sustain the past and that courting that comes with it. So as example, Project Review Q will predominantly be all conference calls, so we can hear and feel each other and know that we understand who is on the other line. Whereas if the bad guys had their way, you would text everything and suspend the past, because you keep reacting to all the people you courted and or put on your timelines. That's what your court systems are for. At least in the United States of America, all U.S. district courts are designed to sustain the past. You did something wrong, you owe some money, as an example. So as long as I can keep you looking backwards continuously, courting others continuously, fighting amongst yourself continuously, not being expressive, not being an engineer of unbelievable imagination for the future you want, things are going pretty good for the dark guys. And I'm sorry, they're not humans. So I hope that helps a little bit. Forgive me for being so frank. It's quite easy to solve. It's super easy to solve. You just live from your heart space and in a place of perfect peace, and then make a decision because you're excited. It's really super simple. That's why it's so difficult.
Thank you. Perfect, both of you. Thank you so much. And what stops people a lot of times is they're brought up to be responsible. I have to be responsible. And if you just ask your heart, that is the greatest responsibility you could hold, is what is your heart telling you to do? What is your spirit guiding you to do? That's the only thing we're really responsible to, is allowing our spirit to move through us in this life, because they will always take you to the best place you could possibly be in.
Yeah, I totally agree that we're all very much programmed and trained to be dutiful and good people. So being a good person means doing all these dutiful tasks and things for others. And it's not to say suddenly be selfish and unhelpful, but there's a really fine line that people don't understand. And you do get a bit of backlash when you first start following your heart, because the others around you most likely won't understand it. They won't understand why you're not just saying yes and doing these, your daily decisions for them. And you start to realize, it's for them, not you. And there's ways around it. And it's tricky at first, but when people truly love you and should be in your life, and they should respect your higher choices for yourself.
So being a good person isn't I'm not a good person? What does that mean? That's where I get lost with a lot of people. But I'm a really good person. I did everything for everyone.
So I mean,
I got on their timelines so I could be on their stuff, and I got on their stuff so I could be part of their stuff. Or,
well, I think like in the higher frequencies, if we had a higher frequency dinner party and Jan called up at the last minute and said, "Hey guys, I know it's my party you're throwing for my birthday, but it's a cold night and I just really want to stay home in my jammies and order in a pizza. I hope you guys don't mind." They'd all celebrate that. But here you'd get 1,000 hate texts.
You, so, Jen, you bitch. Yeah. Okay. So now even a better question is, why do we have guilt over that situation? So when we don't,
guilt, yeah.
Okay, where does the so guilt come guilt. From? Well, it comes from the people at the party waiting for you to get there. And they did. So that's an example of the courting. Like, so you didn't create the emotion. The people who felt created the emotion, send it to you.
Yeah.
And that's what's lost in translation there. So when the party goers say you didn't show up, you actually got that. Because their emotions got sent to you. Does that make sense there, Asha?
Well, we could also look at it as though if it's not right for you, it's not right for anyone.
Yay. I hope you all enjoyed that. I just wanted to share. Lauren didn't hear it. I just came up with the idea and we shared it right before. I told her about it during the show. So I'm excited to hear your response to it, Lauren. But just Q, Mermaid, and Asha. And to everyone listening, there's so many reasons for sharing it and why it came to me. It was synchronistic to even some things we just shared. But from the bottom of our hearts, truly, there is endless, endless collection of wisdom and their consciousness to be shared with us. They're here with us in so many ways, but this is another way. If anyone feels the need for tangibleness, you all know that I know so many are in the choir, but for newer listeners, it's endless amounts of this beautiful harmonics. So Lauren, I took some notes too. I don't know if you took notes, but what stood out to me, I was curious, how do you feel listening and feeling them again?
Oh gosh, it's just my heart is singing. I felt like I was there, right there with them.
Yeah.
That's like, I know we're connected, but that's that tangible piece, you know, that's the part that I miss, you know. I know they're with us, but I love that you, what you're inspired to share with the audience. I just love it. Thank you.
And that's the beauty of feeling my heart, just to jump in and continue after, but that was just the beauty of feeling my heart. I really make it a point to say, I didn't try to come up with something. I just was meandering around and it came to me. And even when I listened to the other clip, I'm like, saw my notes and went to this point. And it's very hard to choose a clip from them all because there are so many, but this one just came to me. And just the last piece. Did you just love when he was salty? Jan,
oh,
you bitch.
It.
And that's
you
how
bitch.
You started the show. You didn't know. So it's another synchronous. It's always a smile. Go ahead. Go fish girl. You there?
Oh yeah. You know, I accidentally hit the little button on my microphone.
Yeah. I had a feeling like you don't normally pause like that. So. Salty Q.
Salty Q. I love Salty Q.
Yeah.
I love the Salty Q. It's just, oh gosh, we miss you, Q. I took some notes, Zosha, if you wanted to just play around with what was shared.
Let's go back and forth. What stood out to you? What's your fave or whatever you want to share?
Well, I love how they gave the example of, you know, the party.
Oh, my favorite.
The party. And
Jan's party.
But Jan's not really feeling it. And she really just wants to stay in her PJs and stay home. And just so then it's the emotion, like Jan wasn't feeling this, but the people who were there at the party were, you know, well, what happened? Where is she? And then linking that up to, well, if the people that are meant to be in your life who truly love you, they will respect your choices. And it's interesting to me to see, here we go, the delta. Starting to sound alike. The delta between that you've always done this. You've always done X, Y, and Z. Why all of a sudden the change? And it is hard when you start. You do get a backlash, you're always there. You always do this, and like, oh wow, I was doing it because of the programming. So I love them talking about it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you could always finish your sentence. Because I want to make a noise just to add to your piece is what you're saying about the party of in a high frequency situation, people would just be happy for Jan, right? That she went to do what she was highly excited to do. But what I feel like you're pointing to is where we find ourselves sometimes in life, we're with people who have a sense of obligation, and what you're pointing to, more of that obligation matrix. Other way of living. We've separated ourselves for a long time over these years. And that's where it becomes a little bit of a battle. It's like you're fighting the system in a sense coming through each person. That's what comes to me versus someone heart-centered. If you said to me, I just can't make it, we know to have that dialogue. We live in our heart. We've cleared so much baggage and things like that. So we don't have those triggers or posts, excuse me, pokes. Do you see what I mean? So I feel like it's helpful just to recognize the terrain is different. It doesn't mean life doesn't happen at its perfection in the highest frequency, but that direction of just knowing in the heart, and then we don't have to cord each other. We just wouldn't naturally. Yeah, go ahead, have fun. You can't make it, we're gonna miss you. But go have fun. Q and Mermaid. Of course we miss them. But have fun. I hope they're having so much fun. We know so many things are going on with them. You know, we're still just playing. We still keep going on with our days, but that stood out to me, just the difference that we're maybe not always interacting with higher people in that frequency yet.
So, Zosha, what do you feel about this? Just to piggyback on what you just shared. So, when you do have that courting, right? When
Yeah.
you do have that courting and you can feel it, so that's the next piece. So, what do you do with that? And I feel like that's where, it's I feel like that's why Q just told us so much just about peace, energy, and neutrality. We can observe.
Yeah.
Right? Observe if we slow down and we observe it versus reacting, because I know for me, I would normally just react like, oh gosh, they're pissed at me. I hope I didn't upset them. And oh, I said this, but what if they took it this way? And it goes on and on. So, what have you found? Because I'm constantly playing around with this. What have you found that works for you?
Yeah, thank you. I've observed as the more I kept pulling in my light, the two foundational commands that Q and Ron Amitran have shared, thoughts in our head to our heart and increasing our life force energy. And now the beautiful article, Flying Free, goes into it in even more detail about what happened. So I started to observe, I have light. I'm holding my light. I feel peaceful. There were symptoms to it. How I felt. So it was just really being with myself, being quiet and observing all of these aspects to my nature. So then when I felt corded, I started to even do a command. I just command my spirit to cut all cords to me and from me. And I can actually feel, I'll just describe like a bubble come around me or a sense of a bubble because I could feel the cut. I could feel the release. It didn't come right away, but it was my intention. It's feeling, and Q has spoken and guided all of us through that. But all of those techniques and back in that article really explores it. But as we keep bringing in the light, we become more of ourselves and become more neutral. And the cords, in my experience, just don't stick like being in this room full of people or watching people being disappointed, and I'm totally at peace. I don't even feel the need to go explain myself. Because I'm in my own spirit and I respect them for being in their own spirit. So for even me, it was to modify my behavior, not engage with that which I don't prefer. No is a complete sentence. So it was two way, and also just baby steps helped me get into it more, and exercise that muscle. I just found I can only do what I can handle.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was too much to cut. I just can't cut the rope, but I can cut the little strings right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's back to knowing yourself for me.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And the other piece too, Lauren, one of the stands out too, Mermaid said when discussing every decision, she pointed out that every little decision is the ones that I don't know if she just focuses on, but she said, every moment you are creating your new reality. And she gave the example of the mall. And I felt, oh, it's funny. I felt led to this because I had the wedding example, which I was prepared to share that, not because of this recording. So I observed in myself what happened when I went to this brunch that I was not excited to go to. So I created that. I don't go into all of that, but I just observe what happened. But I really feel there's so much more. If in every moment, if we're creating our reality, now you started it off with you going, you changed your office. You just felt inspired to go. That was one little moment. You felt inspired. You moved. I see it as also, oh, look, you're inspiring to me because you did something towards the direction. You even know the direction you want to go. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not like this active, how am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? How am I going to get there?
Right, right.
It was really gentle. So did you feel that?
I did. I did. And it was light. It was easy. It was floaty.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to tie into your question, Mermaid followed up with that. You don't actually have to do anything. And then she adds, ever. It's our creation. You said it last time, we are deprogramming ourselves from the matrix. As we go into our heart, we're creating exactly. Now, it might take time because it's a little slower in this dimension, I heard Q say, but we keep moving in that direction from our heart in those little decisions. To me, this is some of the greatest wisdom and advice that has helped me so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. And Asha says, asking, sorry, Zosha, I was
no, please. Yeah, go for it.
See, and here's an example here. Oh, go ahead.
Well, just say I have a couple. How many takeaways do you have? I have like two or three to share.
Let's hear yours.
Oh, were you going to? Okay.
Oh, no, it's all perfect. Right.
Well, were you going to talk about the show? The audio? I don't want to take away from that.
Yeah, yeah.
But just go back and forth.
But yeah, no, I just went. So yeah, what do you have to share on it? Like, what's your takeaways?
Well, I'll just do one and then you go. Q states, you are the engineer of unbelievable imagination for the future. The heart space, perfect peace, and then make a decision. So that for me has always, we talked about this too, my carrot in front of me, my carrot on my stick is inner peace, because that is the foundation of all that they share to me. That is the foundation. I've used to chat with myself. If I don't get myself in this state of inner peace and work on getting rid of this dissonance or what doesn't resonate or what I'm not inspired to live with, it has been family. It has been relationships. It has been business relationships. It has been whatever. It has been a coffee shop, like I shared. All of it. I wiped my whole slate board clean when I met Q. And then I'm like, okay, this is what I know. That's what I put back on my whiteboard. Now I started adding on only what I prefer. There's really kind of a clinical analysis in a sense, emotional, difficult, joyful, all of it. But we are the engineers of our imagination for the future. It's profound to me. Go ahead. What you got, girl?
That's so good. That's so good. I love how you said wipe the slate board clean, and now you're just adding. You're just adding back to it. At you know, on inspiration, when you choose, and how you feel. I love
that.
I loved when Asha said, you know, basically your only responsibility is to ask your heart. Yeah. You know what right? Ask your heart. You know what's your highest excitement? I'm just, it's interesting getting to that place of being in the heart, it's just amazing when you stand back and you're the observer and you see how, everything runs, so to speak. Even I've had to do some matrixy, errands and stuff, and I've just I'm like, gosh, how do I do this? Because even just looking at the computer for an extended period of time, doing research, I started to get a headache, and I just had to walk away. And so there's no rush, there's no hurry. I remember Q saying there was no problems. He's always he's Q says I'm always okay. And just really, okay, well, this is what he says, so let's test it out. And I found that there's a complete peace in that, because before it's like, oh, I gotta hurry up, I gotta get it done. This might be gone, this might run. No, no. Because then I'm gonna get on a timeline that's gonna put me in a place where I choose, I make a choice based on that sense of lack, scarcity. So, even like when you said, even when it's a, when Q said, even when it's a green light, they still may not, doesn't, they still might not do it. It's just how we feel, how they feel. So just anything come up for you with that?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you notice on those choices like you shared with the tech, and you're just tired? You don't even get it, sound like the way you shared it, you don't even get to a debate about it. I'm just tired. I'm done with that. So are you observing evolution
Yes.
in yourself? Yeah.
I am, and
Yeah.
it's like you said, we know ourselves. We know, like, I know what I can handle. I know
Yep.
what my, and I usually am a little bit slower at things, but it's because, and I used to beat myself up. I'm like, oh, comparison. Oh, look at her. She's this far along, and here I am still dealing with this issue. And I'm like, no, where you're at is perfect. Because you know you, and it's actually dishonoring to yourself, to your spirit,
That's right.
if I right, if I try to catch up with so and so. No, that's not my path, right?
Yeah.
So it coming back to that, just knowing ourselves and ripping the tablecloth with certain areas in my life, I can't do it that way. It will not. I can, but it might not feel so good. So that too is just a way of knowing, honoring ourselves, and like you said, it's small steps. So we have, the end goal, what we want to see. How do we get there? And I remember Mike on Bard's Rise, he had quoted or referenced Mermaid. If we all just take small steps to, push back peacefully, not with force, but it's small. Right? It doesn't have to be this huge, gigantic action, if you will. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes, if push back in any way, or be self-aware in any way. And just when you were talking about being self-aware, to me, that's where the power comes from, just knowing yourself. You just hold steady. It's the foundation, knowing who you are. We all express differently. We're not, we can do things, want things collectively, but we're also individual. Remember, the biggest crime, that's what I get, is to call anyone who they are, because at every moment we're creating. I sometimes realize I can't even call myself who I am. It's why I detested answering questions on interviews, because inside I knew, well, I can say something, but I might not feel that this weekend. Do you know what I mean? So it's always tricky unless you're with our excuse me, a heart-centered person.
I get what you're saying. And I felt the same way on interviews as well. I'm like, oh gosh, this is just so fake. But okay, I'll play the game. Here we go. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, God, hopefully not here. That's what I'm thinking. That's terrible. But yeah, it takes a lot of practice to follow your heart. And it's so easy, right? But it's all these things that, Q and Mermaid and Asha mentioned about, being a dutiful, I've always been cross the T's, dot the I's, perfect. Oh, I remember when I worked, I was a case manager, at a big hospital system down in the city, and I always was very thorough and did I was really good at that job, and I loved connecting with the patients to see what their needs were going to be when they were discharged home. And because I did such a great job, they clobbered me. They, oh, we'll give it to Lauren. We know she'll do it. She'll do a good job. She won't cut corners. And I got burnt out. So it's almost like, you feel like you're taken advantage of for doing, quote, the dutiful, the matrix way of, oh, this is what you do. So anything come up for you, Zosha, with that?
Yes. Also, Asher, when you pointed out, excuse me, the greatest responsibility, I'm going to let you finish in a minute, but is allowing our spirit to move through us. The greatest responsibility is allowing our spirit to move through us.
That's right.
And Q said, it's so simple, that's why it's difficult.
Yeah.
But we just keep going. We just keep going.
And can't you feel it when you do something you don't want to do? I can it's very subtle. It's very it's just right. And I'm so aware. I know what's going on. So then I'm like, okay, all right, I made this decision. All right, now that's okay, all right, it's fine. Now how am I gonna navigate my way to where I feel really good and where I wanna be? And it's gonna be different for everyone, you know?
And it's almost to drop the expectations. Okay, I'm not going to expect everything to be smooth, perfect, bad, negative, blah, blah, blah. Just being neutral. And just what is, what happens. I really apologize to everyone for the cough, but I was so excited to be with you. And you as well, Lauren, that I tried to
Oh,
muster through, but
you're doing great.
I hope it sounded okay.
It sounds wonderful.
Also just that piece Q started at the beginning, like the home is the heart. It's where it all comes from.
That's
So
right.
that's our foundation. So again, it's back to that. I keep seeing it, and nothing could be repeated enough because I'm always different each time to hear it differently. Even just hearing this again, I heard it this afternoon and I heard it differently again. You know what I mean? It's so brilliant, really, how source works, how consciousness works. It's so depthful. And we change, and it can hit, just something could hit you at a different moment. So I encourage anybody inspired to listen to Q and Mermaid and Asha again and all of those shows, as
Yeah.
you know. But Lauren, before we wind up, do you want to do the reminder to our listeners? We'll
Oh,
thank our
yes.
subscribers and also tell them what we have on our page. And then would you do the wrap
Yeah.
us up? So everything, I'll say goodbye, and I love all of you. And thank you so much, BBS. Love you, Lauren.
Oh, I love you too, Zosha. So yeah, we are so, starting this radio show, I wasn't expecting, anything. I just wanted I just knew I would just start a show and to just talk and just chat. So we are so grateful for our subscribers and the donations and just truly, truly honored and just so grateful for sharing from your heart. And if you're new to our show, and you want to learn about Zosha, you want to learn about me, what the show is all about, check out our page, Unstoppable Love, on BBS. And also, you can go back and listen to the archives, listen to the shows. There's a couple shows that I did in the beginning on my own. I had some guests, and then Zosha came on as the float host, and now we are doing these shows together. And also the Q shows, homesteading, P Project Review with Q, homesteading, Project Review with Q timelines, being inspired with Q, Project Review with Q, a wealth of knowledge of wisdom in these shows. And I guarantee you, listening to them, hearing their harmonics, their frequency, it's activating, it's healing. And check out for the people.space, so much great information, interviews, all kinds of information on forthepeople.space. So yeah, if you're inspired, check it out.
Lori, before we leave, also our Q family, we have all of your shows listed on our pages. So if anybody's wondering who else is in the Q family, we have 10 shows now. 10 family members have shows and they're listed on both of our bio pages. So if you
Thank you,
want easy
Sasha.
access, yeah, go for it. Love you all. All right, you wrap.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. See, my wing girl, I forgot. I thank you. Thank you for taking care of that, Sasha. Yeah, just so excited to have another show down in the books with BBS. BBS, we love you. We know that you are doing and creating amazing things now and for the future. And just an honor to be playing with you all. And yeah. Much love, Q and Mermaid. We miss you dearly and hope you're having fun. We love you. Bye.